can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. It's too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. Too easy. It's too easy. I've been it, done it, seen it. Boy, all that like Keenan. Still got crack, they fiending. Flow still hot like Phoenix. Shine so bright, I'm gleaming. This off top, I'm tweaking. Fresh out the rat like me. And I'm still trying to fight my demons. Cause we all got a Ike like Tina. That's why I gotta ride with the Nina. Outside, it's a war going on. Made me put my hands on my head like the Macarena. They want you walking on board like Kima. Ain't give a F to you like John Cena. Putting blood on the brand new Beamer. Trying to earn they stripes like Adidas. You get cold when you ride with the heater. It'll turn you to a dog like a Akita. And expose to a cat like a cheetah. They smoke my partner like reef. Dímelo porque o no entiendo. Mi gente must really need Jesus. Shed real blood, I never seen a crypt and I believe it. It's too easy. Too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. Too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. Too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. Been it, done it, seen it. Y'all just talk, don't live it. And just took that route, that seen it. And I'm so outspoken like Reason. Jimmy Neutron, boy, young G's. And I'm a self-made man out of Sweden. And it's still off top, I'm tweaking. But I still gotta fight my demons. I ain't no good, I'm evil. I ain't been clean since Eden. It's a war going on outside. Make you put your hands on your head like the Macarena. That's why I gotta watch my...
What's going on, guys? Welcome into the WAG Show. I'm your host, Ben Hostler. This is episode 40. It is Friday, April 7th. We are here to talk about today's best bets. We're going to talk a little baseball today. There is basketball going on, but I'll pull up the predictor, you know, and we can look at it at the end. But I have a couple baseball home run picks I'm going to give out, and one of them kind of goes hand in hand with another bet that I like. Yesterday, a little recap, horrible day for me personally. Worst day betting I've had all of 2023. So you can look at that negatively, but, you know, when you've been on fire like I have for the last 2 months, inevitably you're going to have a bad day. So I would prefer to get the bad day out of the way so we can get back to the winning. Still up over 8 units for baseball season. Have a couple. One play has started up already. I gave out. Someone asked, one of the lines we took earlier, it moved, so we weren't going to take it. So I gave out Marlins Mets, first five under 4.5 instead. That cashed. But our first bet of the day was the under 3.5 first five innings in the Rangers Cubs game. So hopefully that hits. And then I have three other bets posted for premium members for baseball today. I'm going to give out my home run picks and a prop that I like. Like I said, one of them kind of goes hand in hand with the prop I like. And we're going to run through the baseball games today. If you guys have basketball questions too, I can answer them. We can pull up the predictor for NBA at the end. But I am going to go through these baseball games and give out my picks. If you guys have any questions, ask in the chat. As far as the Masters goes, Brooks is kind of running away with this thing. Whoever in chat said Brooks was winning yesterday. Hopefully you live bet him. You still could have got him at 6 or 7 to 1 yesterday when you said that. He's down to like plus 125, plus 150 to win it. So whoever in chat yesterday said Brooks was winning, I hope that you either bet him pre-tournament or you at least live bet him yesterday, because you'll be looking really good now. But with this weather coming in, if these guys that are out there right now can't finish up today, I think it's going to be hard to catch Brooks Koepka, but it's the Masters. Anything can happen. I'm sure it'll be close come Sunday, but he is kind of running away with this thing at the moment. As of right now, my two biggest bets, gave out my full betting card for the Masters in the Discord, posted on Instagram as well. Two biggest bets we had were Justin Rose, top 30, Jordan Spieth, top 20. Both of those look good right now. So hopefully they can continue to play well throughout the weekend. We also have Rose, top Englishman, over like Fitzpatrick. He's one shot better. That one's going to be sweaty. That was like a smaller unit play. We got him at plus 350. And then maybe we can snipe an outright, but I don't have an outright on Brooks, and I don't feel really good about anyone winning it other than him right now. I did put a small outright on this amateur yesterday. I would love for this kid to get in the final group. That would be awesome. But hopefully whoever in chat yesterday said that Brooks is winning, you bet him. I'm going to pull up the live trends tool. If you guys have never seen this, this is the live trends tool. This is a free tool. Typically, we're showing off premium prop predictor here. This tool is free. It provides you all of the betting information for these games for free. I think we're the only site that gives this out. You can see the handle percentage, sharp percentage. You can see where the money's coming in. It's a very, very useful tool. And it's 100% free for all sports. You can access this every single day. So we're going to go through these baseball games, and I'll answer any questions as you have. So starting off, those are the games started. We'll start this Reds-Phillies game. I think this is going to be more of a pitcher game, but we'll see. Hunter Green, he kind of got beat around by the Pirates in that first game, but he was still striking out a lot of guys. And what happened was he started walking guys, and whenever he starts walking guys, he's going to be susceptible to giving up a lot of runs because he throws so hard. If someone makes contact, it's going to be, you know, a home run, an extra base hit. But I like the pitchers in this spot. Philly's lineup has not impressed me this season. We've kind of talked about that, you know, at length. And they also just lost Derek Hall, who was not a huge hitter, but like in terms of spring training, I mean, he hit home runs a lot. He's like a power bat, left-handed. So this lineup is even worse. I mean, if you look at their lineup for today, outside of trades, the top three, I mean, Castellanos, I think, is a good hitter, but he struggled last year very, very badly. So if you take out, like, outside of these top three hitters, I mean, it's really bad for the Phillies. No one else has a WOBA against righties above 320. The whole lineup as a whole. The whole lineup as a whole, 294 WOBA against right-handed pitching, 24% strikeout rate. It's a really good matchup for Hunter Green. And obviously on the other side, you have Zach Wheeler against the Reds lineup. So I think this is going to be a more pitcher-heavy game. So I wouldn't be betting on a ton of offense there. Orioles-Yankees, I would say, would be more offensive. But the theme of this slate for baseball today is there's just a lot of bad hitting weather. The weather is just really not good anywhere. So this is another spot in Baltimore. It's just pretty good pitching weather. Wind blowing in. It's not super hot outside. So I think that affects things. There's some small sharp money on the under 8.5. You know, you can see almost 80% of the bets coming in on the over 8.5, but it hasn't moved because of that exact reason I just stated of the weather is just not great. So I'm not really betting anything here. They just stopped playing the Masters. Okay, yeah. So kind of what I was saying, I think it's going to be hard for these guys to catch Brooks. Not like Brooks ran super hot by being in that PM AM wave and then just playing out of his mind. I think it's going to be hard for someone to catch him, but because it's going to be pretty much, I think, not great weather like the rest of the weekend. Like tomorrow, if they play any, I think it's supposed to be, you know, like 45, 50 degrees. It's just going to be cold. So we'll see what happens. But I do think it's pretty likely Brooks wins at this point. But it is the Masters, so anything can happen. But continuing back on here with baseball, I don't know. Dean Kremer's pitching for Baltimore. I think he struggled against the Yankees. I'm going to look at his numbers real quick. 420, 64 plate appearance sample size, 420 xWOBA allowed, only 18% strikeouts. I know Aaron Judge has absolutely owned him. 4-for-7 with 3 home runs against him. DJ LeMahieu has done really well at 7 for 17, two doubles, but I'm just not really betting on anything here. I guess I would lean towards the under, but I don't have a play there. Astros Twins, another spot, really bad, really bad hitting weather. Good spot for pitchers. It's cold, wind blowing in. You can see 17% sharp money coming in on the under, and the total's only 7.5. So not expecting a ton of offense here. And that kind of just fits in with the theme of the slate, I guess. Seattle, Cleveland, same thing. Think it's going to be pretty good pitching weather. Could be a low scoring game. Total's only 7.5. Two pretty good pitchers on the mound too. Savali, I think, is going to have a pretty solid year for Cleveland. And Logan Gilbert, I respect a lot. I think he's one of the best young pitchers in baseball. He's seen Cleveland a good amount. 68 plate appearance sample size of Logan Gilbert against Cleveland, and he's only pitched for like a year. So it's pretty funny that he's seen them that much. But 282 expected wOBA allowed, 24% strikeout rate. They're hitting 222 off him. Like, he's really, really excelled against Cleveland in his young career. That's a pretty decent sample size too. So I think it'll be a low scoring game. I would give the edge to Cleveland at home to win the game, but I think it's going to be low scoring, like those other few games I've talked about. White Sox, Pittsburgh, I think we could see some more offense here, but you can see tons of sharp money coming in on that under 8.5. I don't have a bet here, but it's a really good spot for the White Sox. They're matching up with Rich Hill, who's about 67 years old, I think. And the White Sox are really good against left-handed pitching, but they're especially good against left-handed pitching that allows a lot of like home runs, which that's Rich Hill. 200 ISO allowed to righties last season. He doesn't strike a lot of guys out, only 21% strikeout rate, 40% fly balls to righties. So the power hitters from the right-handed side of the White Sox lineup, those look like pretty good spot. I know I stacked the White Sox in DFS for the afternoon slate, but you know, Tim Anderson crushes left-handed pitching. Luis Robert crushes left-handed pitching. They've brought Jake Berger back healthy in the lineup. He actually crushes left-handed pitching as well. And even someone like Andrew Vaughn, his numbers don't look good against lefties, but I'm really high on Andrew Vaughn this season. I think he's going to have a breakout year. All the underlying stuff looks good. 93 mile per hour average exit velocity, second highest in the lineup against left-handed pitching. Only has a 325 wOBA since the start of last season, but that expected wOBA is up almost 440. So I think he's going to have a big year. I think it's a really nice spot for the White Sox. I would be betting on them here if you wanted to play. I didn't bet anything here, but I think the White Sox will win this game against the lefty, but we'll see what happens. This is the exact type of spot that I like to take the White Sox in. And I did bet on the White Sox yesterday, and they lost about 27-4 or something. So, you know, take this with a grain of salt, but I think this is a good spot for the White Sox. Royals Giants, I don't really have anything here. This is a weird game. I like Alex Cobb. I don't like Keller, but I didn't bet anything here. Total's at 8. I think the Giants probably stay hot. If you were looking for props, I would be looking at the lefty batters here. Lamont Wade, Conforto, guys like that. I'll see if anybody sticks out in terms of the pitch mix here. Keller. A lot of fastballs to lefties over 40% of the time. Conforto, good fastball hitter. 293 ISO, 420 wOBA against fastballs. Lamont Wade. He's okay against fastballs, not as good as Conforto, but maybe some props on some of the left-handed Giants would make some sense, but I don't really have anything else there. Same for Rays and Athletics. I didn't look at this game a ton. Sharp money on the under, but I don't know. If you guys have any questions on the game, I'll answer, but I didn't dive into that game a ton. I don't have much to say there. Coors let us down heavily yesterday. We had the over 10.5. It actually got moved. We got some CLV. It moved up to 11 after we bet it. Finished with one run. Stephanie in Discord, I think, pointed out it was the 11th time in the history of Coors Field. It was only the 11th time a game's ended 1-0 or something. Can't believe there wasn't more runs in that game. So that was unfortunate. I would be betting on the over here. I didn't take anything, but there has to be some more offense, in my opinion, in Coors today. So maybe 11.5 is high. So maybe Nationals team total might be a little bit better look, but I do think there'll be some more runs scored. This is the game I wanted to talk about, this Cardinals Brewers game. I'm really excited for this. I think this is a great spot for the Milwaukee Brewers. Jack Flaherty ran as pure and as hot as anyone I can remember recently in his first start. He threw 5 innings. He didn't allow a run, despite his fastball being down around 3 to 4 miles per hour per his average the last few years, and he walked 7 batters. He walked 7 batters in 5 innings and somehow didn't allow a run. I don't know how that's possible. So I made a mental note, like, I'm going to be fading Jack Flaherty against whoever he pitches against next. Happens to be against the Brewers. So I'm in on the Brewers here. I think the Brewers are going to win the game. And then this is where the prop I wanted to give out is from. They have some good lefties, too. He struggles against lefties, 343 wOBA allowed. The Brewers have some pretty decent left-handed hitters. Duan, what's up? Thanks for tuning in at work. That's commitment. I appreciate that. But this is where the prop and one of the home runs come. So home runs, we're going with Rowdy Tellez. I think you can get him at plus 450, plus 475 around that. Let me check on FanDuel. Let's see what he's at there. I think he was like plus 450 on DraftKings. Plus 320 on FanDuel. So definitely better odds on DraftKings for Tellez than home run. But I love this spot for Rowdy Tellez. First of all, this is my boy. If you guys follow my content, you know we bet on him a ton last year. We played him in DFS a lot. We made a lot of money with him last year. Highest ISO on the team against right-handed pitching, 272. 45% hard hits. A lot of fly balls. He hits right-handed pitching very well. And he matches up well. Flaherty is going to throw this fastball. Tellez is an amazing fastball hitter when it comes to power. 46% rather hard hit percentage. 452 expected wOBA. So I like Rowdy Tellez to hit home run tonight. I also like him on DraftKings Sportsbook. You can get Rowdy Tellez over a half total base. So you're basically betting on him to get a hit. They have it at minus 140. That's juiced up, but I think that if I pulled up our exact projections on guys getting hits today, I think he would be top 10 to 12 overall on the entire slate tonight in terms of his projection in terms of getting hits. And they have him, like, total bases, I'm for sure we have him close to 2 or over, and his line's at 0.5, and you can get it at minus 140. I would be betting that. I'd be betting on him to home run. I think the Brewers are going to win this game. I think they're going to score three, four, five runs here or more. So I like the Brewers tonight. That's my main take. Home run, Rowdy Tellez. Rowdy Tellez over 0.5 total bases on DK. Jordan Hawkins from UConn's declaring for the NBA draft. No shock there. If you guys watched any of the tournament, Jordan Hawkins is, in my opinion, a top 12 pick in the NBA draft. I don't know where he'll go. I don't know where he's being mocked. I think you would be hard-pressed to find more than 10 players I would want to take over him. He's got one of the purest shooting strokes I've seen recently. He's got a quick release. I think his game is going to translate perfectly to the NBA. If I had the 10th pick, 11th pick, 12th pick, and he was there, I would strongly consider taking him. I think he's going to be a beast. So I haven't checked any NBA mock drafts, but I'm curious where they have him going, because I would take him. I would take him at least top 15 for sure. Other home run pick. Yeah. It's actually in this next game here. Toronto Blue Jays, Los Angeles Angels with Chris Bassitt. throwing against Sandoval. And we're going to go with Shohei Ohtani home run. Again, over it was like plus 450 on DraftKings. I'll check FanDuel. I guarantee the odds are lower on FanDuel, though. Yeah, plus 265 on FanDuel. So if you're betting these home run props, get these on DK if you can. Well, we're going Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run tonight. No shock. One of the best hitters in baseball. 270 ISO against righties since the start of last season. Chris Bassett, much worse against lefties than righties. He's really good against righties and pretty bad against lefties. He throws basically sinkers and cutters the same amount of the time against lefties. Hopefully he throws a sinker to Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani is one of the best hitters in baseball against sinkers. Dominant numbers. 509 WOBA, 360 ISO, 47% hard hits. He averages a 98 mile per hour exit velocity against sinkers. 345 batted ball distance. Absolutely murders that pitch. So if he can get a sinker tonight, I think he's like he has a good chance of hitting a home run. So Ohtani home run, Rowdy Tellez home run, Rowdy Tellez over 0.5 total bases. You can bet Ohtani, you know, over 1.5 total bases as well if you want. I think it's a good spot for him. So that's my two favorite batters today, my two favorite props. If you guys have questions on anyone, you can ask. I'll see if there's any strikeout props I like. I don't really think there was, but Woodruff strikeouts. No, I wouldn't touch Woodruff tonight. Cardinals are a good lineup. They don't strike out a lot. They only have like a 20% strikeout rate against righties as a team. Woodruff does have a 27% strikeout rate against their current roster in his career in a pretty good sample size, 150 PAs, only a 295 expected WOBA. He's been really good against this team, but I respect the Cardinals lineup enough that I wouldn't be betting any overs on Woodruff strikeouts tonight. I think if I was going to bet anyone strikeouts, it might be Kershaw, depending on what his line is. Let me see. Five and a half on FanDuel. Love that. It's juiced up minus 150. So maybe you could take six. Let me see here. So you can get seven plus at plus 136. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. The 5.5 number I like for Kershaw. So if you're on like if that's the number on Prize Picks or something, I do like that. I'm assuming Prize Picks probably has him at six, if I had to guess, without checking. But he's been really good against the Diamondbacks in his career. 30% strikeout rate and almost 200 plate appearances against their current roster. He looked dominant in that first start. He only threw 75, 76 pitches, I think, maybe 74. Mid-70s in pitches. He'll throw a little bit longer tonight. But more importantly, 45% CSW percentage. Swing and miss stuff was there. He looked like prime Kershaw. He's not going to be pitching 110 pitches anymore, but he can be efficient and he can get strikeouts, especially against the Diamondbacks, who I'm not really scared of targeting them with a good pitcher. He's got a 30% strikeout rate against them in his career. So if I was betting anyone strikeouts tonight, that Kershaw over 5.5 number looks pretty good to me. I actually might bet that. I'm going to think about it. We'll see. I wonder if it's – does anyone know if it's – let me see if I can check. I wonder what the line is on Prize Picks. Yeah, it's six on Prize Picks. I don't know if I'd bet that. I think getting that 5.5, I think, is pretty nice. So I like Kershaw 5.5 strikeouts. You could maybe take Alex Cobb strikeouts, but let me see what his line is at. It's 5.5 at minus 150 on DraftKings. I like 5.5. I do. I might bet that when we get off here. Assuming that it's still 5.5. See what Cobb is. Cobb's 5.5. You can get him over plus money. He's -128 under 5.5. I need to think about that one, but I'm an Alex Cobb fan. Royals do have some strikeouts in their lineup. They're going to strike out 23-24% of the time against righties. Alex Cobb is legitimately good, in my opinion, in terms of pitcher. But I don't like that as much as Kershaw. If I'm betting any strikeout props tonight, it's Kershaw over 5.5 for sure. And I might bet that when we get off here. But that about does it for me. Let's pull up. We'll pull up NBA real quick. Just see what's going on here. Prize Picks Predictor. Yesterday, the Magic guys I gave out, those guys, they got ruled out, so that didn't count. Eubanks smashed his number. Bam was disappointing, but Eubanks absolutely hammered that number. All right, let's take a look here. Brigger loves Draymond tonight. If I was going to bet Draymond, it'd be fantasy points, I think. I don't like to bet on Draymond points, man. I prefer the fantasy points with him. JT Thor, 22.5, looks pretty good. He's going to play minutes. I don't mind that. Show PRAs? Yeah, let me pull it up here. PRAs, like Gafford under the most. I wonder what, Wow, Dave, I was going to say maybe we could bet on Anthony Davis rebounds, but his line's at 12. That's a pass for me. That's a high line. Wow. D'Angelo Russell assists. I like that number again. We bet that on, I think, Sunday. It got voided on Prize Picks because he played like half the game and then left injured. But Lakers, again, they're in a must-win spot, and these guys are going to have to play they're going to have to play well. The Lakers are in. It's do or die mode for the Lakers. So I think Russell over 5 assists looks pretty good. And then this fantasy points, JT Thor over 22.5 fantasy points, I think is interesting. That's probably my two favorites. But thank you guys for watching. Appreciate it. We do the show Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'll be back on Monday. I hope you guys have a great weekend, great Easter weekend. Be safe. Good luck with your bets tonight. If you have any further questions, betkarmachat.com. Hop in the Discord. I'll be in there. Good luck. I'll see you guys on Monday. And let's have a good weekend.